Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. Asking yourself, why was I uncomfortable in these particular situations? You will get some very revealing answers for yourself as far as you are willing to be honest with yourself.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
We all know that what we bring to the table in our mental game is just as important, if not more important, than what we bring to the table with our physical game. So what are the biggest mistakes that we all make on a consistent basis in the mental game that blocks us from reaching our success and holds us back from realizing our full potential? I went and created a free 4-part video series where I explain what those 4 biggest mental game mistakes are, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get the free 4-part video series right now at DreAllDay.com/MGM. That stands for Mental Game Mistakes. That's DreAllDay.com/MGM. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of this, there is more. You get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to use discomfort. Situations in which you will be uncomfortable, even whether it's a situation that is thrust upon you or one that you created yourself, where maybe you knew you would be uncomfortable. Maybe you weren't sure you would be uncomfortable. Maybe you were 100% sure. Maybe you were somewhere in between, but you ended up having some uncomfortable moments. How can you leverage these situations to actually expand your game, to expand your abilities, to add to your skill set? That's what we're going to talk about here today. Because understand, everyone here has heard the saying that to expand yourself, to grow, to get better in anything you do, you have to step out of your comfort zone, right? Everyone's heard all the different sayings and cliches about the comfort zone. To expand your influence and get better at anything you're doing in life, you got to get out of the zones in which you're comfortable. Things that you can already do, you got to get to where you're uncomfortable and eventually grow comfortable there. Now your comfort zone has expanded. And the larger you can make that comfort zone, the more influence and impact you can have on yourself, others, and the world in general. So that's what we're talking about here today, how to leverage that discomfort that you will experience anytime you step outside of your comfort zone to expand your game. So not that it's just happening by default because you ended up uncomfortable for whatever reason, but how you can actually maybe use this in a strategic way, whether you planned for it or you didn't. That's what we're talking about here today. Now, we know that to expand a comfort zone, you got to be uncomfortable. How do you get from there, that uncomfortable place, to making yourself better? That's the question we're answering here. Point number one, the topic again, how to use discomfort to expand your game and abilities. Number one, when you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation, or even to think back, whether it's something that's happening now, something that will happen in the future, but one thing you can do right now today while you're listening to this, or maybe after you listen to it or pause it, is to think back to times when you have been uncomfortable. We've all been in uncomfortable situations before. Think back to those times and ask yourself some questions. The most important question that you need to keep asking over and over again is this one right here. Why did you feel uncomfortable? Why were you uncomfortable with what that person said to you? Why were you uncomfortable when you walked into that room? Why did you feel physically uncomfortable in the situation that your trainer or your coach or your opponent put you in? Ask yourself, why was I uncomfortable? I know I was uncomfortable here. Why did I feel that way? This can be an uncomfortable conversation for you to have with yourself, because just even bringing up the thoughts of times when you felt uncomfortable, it may be something that as human beings, sometimes we kind of unconsciously bury those situations. Any situation in which we've been uncomfortable mentally, we bury it as if it never even happened. It may take some time. You may need to think hard about this to even jog your memory about these times where you felt this discomfort, because usually we like to remember the times when we felt great and things went excellent, and usually those are the ones that we want to remember because it gives our mind kind of GPS in our brains, the signal that these are the things that we're looking for. But you want to go to a higher level, you need to leverage those uncomfortable situations, ask yourself those uncomfortable questions, deal with those uncomfortable moments with yourself. And any of you who may want to go to an even higher level with that, this is the type of situations for which you hire a coach, or you have a trainer, or you have an extra set of eyes who will ask you some uncomfortable questions and put you in those, mentally bring you back to those uncomfortable situations so you can deal with them. This is something that people do with therapy. This is something people do when they have a personal coach, or they want to go through some personal transformation, or you just want to get better at your sport, at your business, at just being who you are. Asking yourself the question, why was I uncomfortable in this particular situation? It will be very revealing to you as far as you're willing to be honest with yourself. I'm going to repeat that one. Asking yourself, why was I uncomfortable in these particular situations? You will get some very revealing answers for yourself as far as you are willing to be honest with yourself. Now, if you're lying to yourself about being uncomfortable, or the level of discomfort that you felt, or where it came from, or why it happened, or what you've done about it since, and the answer, maybe you've done nothing because you tried to stop thinking about it and act like it never even happened. It may be uncomfortable for you to even get these answers, but it will be very revealing to you, and it will give you the seeds from which you can grow in the future. Knowing what made you uncomfortable, knowing what you've done about it, knowing what led to it and what led to that and what led to that, why those feelings exist, will give you some really important answers for your potential personal growth. When you're honest with yourself about the time, you know what? I was unprepared for that situation right there. I was feeling kind of nervous, even though I tried to look like I was confident. I was fearful, even though I put on the brave face. I was feeling kind of insecure in that situation, even though I don't even feel comfortable telling myself that I was insecure. The more honest you're willing to be, the more useful knowledge you'll get from going back to those situations or looking at a situation that has you uncomfortable right now. And if you can plant these questions in your mind or listen to this episode again, have it on the ready for the next time in life when you feel uncomfortable. And there will be a next time if you're into any level of personal growth, because the growth doesn't exist when you're doing things that you're already comfortable with. Point number two. Today's topic is how to utilize discomfort to expand your game and expand your abilities. Number two, usually discomfort happens because we are in some way, shape, or form unprepared for what is happening or what happened in the past. That thing that caused the discomfort, we were just unprepared for what we got hit with, which can make perfect sense because, look, in life, we don't always know what's going to happen. How often do you know exactly what's going to happen in every area of your life? If you know everything is going to happen in every area of your life, you probably have a boring life. So there are going to be times when we just don't know what's going to come up. We may know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen or how certain other people, places, and things are going to respond to what's happening on the outside. You didn't know that this person was going to get on the elevator. You didn't know that it was going to be so cold outside. We get in uncomfortable spaces sometimes because what came to us or whatever happened in that situation, we didn't see it coming. And maybe we could not have seen it coming. It's like, for example, you get into a boxing match or a basketball game, you're playing a sport, you have no idea what your opponent's going to do. Sometimes you don't know what your own teammate's going to do. So what we need to do is move on to point number three. And the topic here again is how to use discomfort to expand your game. Since we know that discomfort can happen sometimes because we can't predict what's going to happen, preparation, this point number three, preparation expands our abilities to better handle things. So if I know that as soon as I walk into a room, everyone's going to be looking at me, then I'm not uncomfortable when everybody's looking at me. If I know that I'm going to get asked 20 questions on this job interview, very pointed, tough questions, I'm not caught off guard when the questions begin. If I know that when I get in the game, this section of the crowd is going to be booing me and heckling me and trash talking me, I'm mentally prepared for it and might have my own trash talk ready for their asses when they start talking. So preparation can better help us handle the discomfort that comes with being unprepared. But like I just said, we got to go to the other side of this. The other half of this equation is, yes, we can prepare for the things that we know are coming. We can better prepare ourselves. But what about a situation that we don't know what's coming? We don't know what's going to happen in this situation. How can we utilize the discomfort that we dealt with in that unknown situation, maybe in the past? How can we utilize that to better ourselves in the future? Understand this luxury of being prepared. You hear me talk about the mental game tools, discipline, confidence, mental toughness, and personal initiative. every single episode of this podcast, but what's the actual roadmap to developing these tools and actually applying them to your life in a systematic way that they stick and they become real for you? Not just something that you heard, not just something that hypes you up, but something that becomes part of who you are. What's the roadmap to actually doing that? I created that blueprint, and it's my flagship course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset covers those four tenets of the mental game: discipline, confidence, mental toughness, and personal initiative. And not only how they apply to you, but how you're going to apply them in your life and your interactions with other people, and how to deal with the assaults on your mental game, the attacks on your mental game that come from the outside, of course, and the most insidious attacks on your mental game, the ones that come from within. Go to dreallday.com/bulletproof to get more information, full details, and get started on the Bulletproof Mindset course. That's at dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number four, the luxury of being prepared sometimes is just not available. Sometimes you can't prepare because something is just unpredictable. I mean, if we know everything that's going to happen and we can prepare for it, that become kind of boring too in the long run. Sometimes we need a little bit of spontaneity. We need a little bit of variety in our lives, right? The luxury of being prepared sometimes is just not available, and we want it that way at times because it'd be a very boring life. If we could predict and prepare for everything, we could all become robots, and that wouldn't be too much of a life. We don't know what's going to happen sometimes until it happens. So maybe the first experience is uncomfortable. The first time we go through it, you know what? That was uncomfortable because I didn't know that was going to happen. I had some idea, but I didn't know it was going to be like that. And after we've gone through it, now, if you're paying attention in your game, you're paying attention to what you're going through. You're paying attention to your emotions, your feelings, your responses, what you expected of yourself, what was expected of you, what happened, what didn't happen. If you're paying attention, now the next time you can be prepared. So now you've expanded your comfort zone, right? So you can think of your comfort zone as, say, as a circle that has a diameter of 1. Now you go through an experience where you were unprepared for it. You didn't know that was going to happen. You didn't know it was coming. But this is something that could happen again in the future. You just didn't know this first time. So now you've expanded your comfort zone because you dealt with that situation. You expanded it not just because you went through it. Let me be clear there. Let me back up and be clear. You don't become comfortable with a situation just because you go through it, because you could go through the same situation and keep messing up and keep fucking up in it over and over and over again. You ever did that? You ever known anybody who they go through the same situation over and over again? And they just keep messing up the same part over and over and over again. So just because you go through it does not mean you've brought that into your comfort zone or expanded your comfort zone to a particular situation. It only expands your comfort zone to a situation when you go through it, you don't do it the way that you wanted to do it, doesn't go as smoothly as you wanted to do it, and you're able to analyze it. You are willing to analyze it. We're all able to analyze it. You're willing to analyze that situation, asking yourself, what happened here? Why was I uncomfortable here? Why was I unprepared? Why did I not know what I was doing? Why did I not perform at the level that I expected to perform at? These are questions that you can be asking of yourself, and or you have a second set of eyes or a third, fourth, fifth set of eyes, people around you who will ask you these particular questions, these tough questions, these uncomfortable questions, and sit with you, be with you while you address these so you can expand and grow and do it faster. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint here. As human beings, we all have a little bit of personal bias towards ourselves, meaning we may not ask ourselves as pointed a question as somebody else would be willing to ask us simply because we're a little bit too close to our own situations. Another person, no matter how skilled or experienced they are, will be able to ask you some questions of yourself in a way that you may never be able to ask of yourself simply because they're not you. They are not emotionally attached to what goes on in your life, not as emotionally attached as you are, because they don't have to live through it. Only you do. This is why you can get that extra set of that person who's going to keep it real with you, that coach, that trainer, that teacher, that parent, that whoever, that teammate, whoever is going to be a person who will ask you the questions that you may not be willing to ask of yourself. The person who may be willing to put right in your face what you know exists, but you're not willing to put it in front of your face because it makes you a little bit uncomfortable to even think about it, let alone talk about it, let alone address it. You understand what I'm saying here? So you only expand your comfort zone by going through a situation, number one, and you must do this too. You must analyze it and ask yourself the questions that you may not be so willing to face because you don't feel so good about those questions. You don't feel so good about the content of the question or what you know may be the answer to that question. Do you understand me here? So this is where your level of maturity has to be high enough that you're either willing to ask yourself these questions and answer them of yourself, and or willing to trust another person to let them ask you those questions and get you to answer those questions and discuss those questions, or however you want to analyze it and go through it and actually address it. The more things you are willing to address yourself, to yourself, of yourself, whether somebody else supplied it to you or supplied it to yourself, the more things you're willing to address to yourself and of yourself, the more potential you have, the larger your potential for expanding your comfort zone. The fewer things, the smaller you get with your mind, the aperture of your mind closing up to being willing to address things that have made you uncomfortable or uncomfortable situations, the smaller your potential for growth. You can only grow to the size of the vessel that you have, right? Many of you may have heard the example that if you take a potato, for example, and you grow it inside of a mason jar, or let's say a watermelon, because watermelon is bigger. A big watermelon, you grow it inside of a little small jar, is only going to grow to the size of that jar. It's not going to bust through the jar. It's going to grow to the size of the jar. It's going to take the shape of the jar, and that's pretty much all you got. But if you put a watermelon in a bigger container, it's going to grow a whole lot bigger. Maybe not the size of any container you put it in, but if you constrain it, you constrain something to a limited size, smaller than what you would usually expect, it's going to grow into that size. And if you put it in a more open space, it's going to grow to a more fuller space. And it's the same thing with your mind. If you are not willing to expand, I'm talking about your comfort zone here, as the watermelon, if you put your comfort zone in this small little jar, meaning you're uncomfortable asking yourself questions about anything that may take you out of your little zone of feeling good about yourself, or your zone of everything's perfect and there are no problems and I don't have anything to address. If you're not willing to take yourself out of that space by asking yourself the uncomfortable questions and or addressing uncomfortable questions that may come from outside of you, then you are limiting your potential for growth. The more of them you're willing to deal with, the larger your potential. And this goes for anyone. Doesn't matter your level of talent, where you started, who your parents are, what resources you have or you don't have. This is one of the most important resources you can have, is being willing to deal with that discomfort. So this luxury of knowing what's going to happen, we're still on point number four here. It may not always be available, but once you go through that first experience and you're willing to address that first experience, now you'll be better prepared the next time. Now you can expand your comfort zone. This is where gathering experience matters. It's not just going through it. It's also analyzing what you went through and asking yourself, why did it go the way that it went? How can I be better the next time? And then actually doing that work. Kobe Bryant. We all know Kobe, right? His rookie year in the NBA, playing for the LA Lakers. His team went to the playoffs. They were playing against the Utah Jazz in the NBA playoffs. They were on the road. I believe it was, I don't even remember what game it was in the series, but it was late in the game. The Lakers were down, but they were trying to come back and win this game. Lakers coach put Kobe Bryant in the game. Let's see what this young guy can do. We need somebody who can create their own shot. Kobe was definitely capable of that. He wasn't a superstar yet, but he was capable of creating his own shot. Down the stretch of that game, in the fourth quarter, and I believe this game went into overtime, Kobe Bryant shoots three air balls. He was trying to make something happen, trying to make plays, doing what he believed he could do, but he shot three air balls down the stretch of that game. The Lakers lost the game and got eliminated from the playoffs in that particular game where Kobe shot these air balls. And that became the story of the game. Kobe Bryant, this rookie kid coming out of high school, he's not ready, shooting all these air balls, shot the Lakers out of the playoffs, XYZ. Kobe says, the story goes that Kobe, when the Lakers landed in Los Angeles after that loss, Kobe didn't even go home. He went straight to the gym to start working on his game. He analyzed why that happened. Why was I shooting those air balls? And I heard Kobe say that his resolution to why those air balls happened was that he didn't understand the rigors of an NBA season and how much it would take out of his legs. So by the time they got to the playoffs, all these games he had played, all these practices, all this traveling, his body just wasn't built for still having some gas in the tank and doing something in a playoff game, which is why he shot the air balls. That's what he came up with as a solution. Whether you agree or disagree as to that being a solution doesn't matter. Kobe came to that conclusion, and then he started doing the work to fix that problem so he knew he would have legs at the end of the playoffs the next season. And he never shot three air balls down the stretch of a game again, at least as far as I know. So he took that experience. You follow what I'm saying? He took that experience. He was in an uncomfortable situation, did not perform well. Then he analyzed it. Why did this happen? What can I do to fix it? He came to a conclusion. He did something to fix it, and then it never happened again. He never had that discomfort again, and I think he did. Kobe performed pretty well in the playoffs for the rest of his career, only because he was able to analyze the situation and willing to deal with the uncomfortable conversation maybe that he had with himself about why he had underperformed in a big moment. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to utilize discomfort to expand your abilities and expand your game. We know that to expand a comfort zone means you got to be in uncomfortable situations, but how do you get from an uncomfortable situation to actually becoming better? Here's how. Point number one, when you find yourself in uncomfortable situations, ask yourself why you felt that way. It can be an uncomfortable conversation to have with yourself to even ask yourself these questions, but it will be a very revealing conversation as far as you are willing to be honest with yourself, honest about being unprepared or fearful or nervous or insecure, which are things that us humans, we don't often like to admit to others, even admit to ourselves. Point number two, usually discomfort happens because we are unprepared for what happened that caused the discomfort. We're uncomfortable because we didn't know that was going to happen. Then it happened and we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know it was going to happen. So we end up looking bad, feeling bad, performing bad, not doing what we wanted to do or what, at least what we thought we were going to do. Which means, point number three, preparing ahead of time, having the discipline to prepare will expand our abilities to better handle whatever happens to come our way. Because now the more things we're prepared for, the more things we'll be able to handle. We're expanding our possibilities of being able to handle whatever comes our way. Doesn't mean everything's going to happen exactly as we prepare for it, but we are giving ourselves a better chance to succeed. And if I know as soon as I walk in the room, everybody's going to be looking, or I know I'm going to get asked a bunch of questions, or I know the fans going to be trash talking and I'm prepared for those things, then it doesn't throw me off balance when they actually happen. But point number four, this luxury of being prepared is not always available. We know that we can't always predict what's going to happen in life. We don't know what's going to happen until we actually go through it. So maybe the first one is uncomfortable. Maybe the first time we go through something is uncomfortable, but the next time it shouldn't be as uncomfortable. We may not be perfect the second time through. We should be better than we were the first time. If you're not better the second time than you were the first time, that means you didn't learn from the first time. This means you're repeating your mistakes. And as the saying goes, if we do not learn from our mistakes, we are doomed to repeat them. So you need to look at the situations in which you've been uncomfortable, in which you have failed, in which you have underperformed, in which you have disappointed yourself, let alone others, and ask yourself the uncomfortable questions and come to the uncomfortable conclusions of how and why those came to be. The more willing you are to address them, the more prepared you can be in the future for anything else that comes your way. The larger your comfort zone expands and the more your game will be seen, heard, known, the more you can perform, the more results you produce, and the more spoils of victory you can acquire for yourself. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Discipline. Your decision to show up day after day to do the work and get the job done. That's the hallmark of being a professional. But what if you're not quite a professional because you haven't mastered this skill of showing up every single day yet? What if you're being paid like a professional, but you haven't been quite delivering like a professional? And you want to sharpen that up. You want to tighten your game up when it comes to discipline. I created a roadmap for you to develop your discipline that's only going to take you 30 days to get there. It's called 30 Days to Discipline. And it is, of course, a 30-day course that takes you step by step through discipline. Why it matters, why most of us run away from it, shy away from it, and don't apply it even when we know exactly what it is, and how to fix those problems and start applying discipline in your life on a consistent basis so that you're showing up every single time, doing the job every time, performing every time, and producing results every time. That's when you become a professional. Get full details and get started on the course at DreAllDay.com/30. That's the number 30 for 30 days to discipline. That's DreAllDay.com/30 for 30 days to discipline. Anything you start, you have to finish. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Anything you begin, you have to see it all the way through to the end. You've been taught this your entire life. I was taught it my whole life. But you know what? I disagree with these principles. There are times in life when it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to quit, to walk away. I created a free guide that you can download right now that tells you when is it time to quit in life. And yes, there is a time to quit. Get the free PDF guide right now at DreAllDay.com/quit. That's DreAllDay.com/quit for the free PDF guide. When is it time to quit? And yes, there is a time. That's at DreAllDay.com/quit. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.